Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Geirushin. In this parak, the Rambam describes a number of different cases in which a man does not have consent to have the get written and given over to his wife.
Halacha Aleph. Zeshen of a Torah because of law, sefer krisos, benosam biyado. Echad akosi biyado, osh amar la'achar lechtov lo. Vechad anosim biyado, osh amar la'achar litin lo. Lo number of akosav, elohodiyash, emes garshas el b'ksav. Benosan, shalotiyach me'achatzma. When the Torah says that the husband should write her this bill of divorce and give it to her hand, this is not specific that he must do it with his own handwriting. It could be that he writes it or he tells somebody else to write it. And it's also not specific that he hands it over to her directly. Rather, it could be that he hands it over directly or he told somebody else to hand it to her. Because when the Torah said v'kasav, it was only coming to teach us that it needs to be with a document. And when it said v'nosan, it was only coming to teach us that she not take it on her own. Halacha Beis. Amr l'shnayim kisvu get v'chasmu v'tznu l'ishti ha'ilu kosvin v'chosvin v'nosan la v'hein hein shlucha v'hein hein edav. If somebody says to two people, write a get for my wife and sign it and give it to her, in that case, they are able to write it and sign it and give it to her, and they serve as both the messengers as well as the witnesses. V'chainam amr l'sofer k'sov li get l'ishti v'amr l'edim l'chtom kosvin v'chosvin v'nosan lo v'hu megarish bo v'chol eish yirtza. Similarly, if the husband says to the scribe to write the get, and he says to two people that they should serve as the witnesses to sign on it, and then they write it and sign it, and they give it to him, and in that case, the husband can use it to give to his wife at any point that he wants to. Halacha Gimel. V'kosvin get l'ish, afal pi she'ein ish dolima. One is allowed to write a bill of divorce for the husband, even though the wife isn't present. This is assuming that the people who are involved, the scribe, the witnesses, they know that this individual is, let's say, Reuven, and that his wife indeed is Sarah. However, if in a particular place there are two people who have the same name and their wives have the same name, there are two Reuvens and there are two Saras who are married to each other, in that circumstance, one of them is not able to divorce without the other one being present because there's a concern that perhaps he'll write a get and then bring it to the wife of his friend and allow her to be divorced through that, even though that doesn't actually work. Halacha Dalet. U'bishas ha'sakana kosvin nosan afal pi she'ein makir. However, if the husband or the supposed husband's life is in danger, then we can write it and give it even though we don't recognize him. Va'isha nosanet schar sofer b'chol makom. Now, in all cases, it's the woman who is obligated to pay the wages of the scribe. Halacha Hey. V'tzarach shomer ha'bal atzmo l'sofer ksov l'edim chsumo. Now, it's required that the husband be himself the one who tells the scribe to write it and the witnesses to sign it. Harish amr lo beisdin o'shnayim nechtov gel ishtecha. If based in or two people say to the man, should we write a get for your wife? Amar lahem ksubu, and he responds, you should write it. Im kisvu hein atzman v'chasmu bo harizeh kasher. If they themselves write it and sign on it, then it's valid. Aval im amru heim l'sofer v'kasav l'edim v'chasmu. Aval pi shechazur v'nesnuhu l'bal v'chazur v'nasum get zeh l'ishto b'fnei edim harizeh get batal sherei kisvu mi shelo amar lo habal l'chtvu. However, if they, these people who had heard it from the husband, then afterwards tell the scribe to write it, and he writes it. And they tell the witnesses to sign on it, and they sign on it. Even though afterwards they hand this bill of divorce back to the husband, and the husband goes and gives it to the wife in front of witnesses, nonetheless it's an invalid get, because they wrote it without having been told directly from the husband to write it. Halacha Vav. Amr l'shnayim o l'shlosha, amr l'sofer v'yechtov gel ishti, v'amr l'edim v'yechtimu, v'amr l'sofer v'kasav v'edim v'chasimu. Osh amr l'shnayim, amr l'sofer v'yechtov gel ishti, v'atem chasimu. How is it get possible? However, if somebody says to two or three people that they should go and tell the scribe and he should write the get for his wife, or that they should tell the witnesses and they should sign, and indeed these people go ahead and they tell the scribe and he writes it and they tell the witnesses and they sign it, or if the husband had said to two people that they should go and tell the scribe and he should write the get on his behalf, and then you two, the ones he's talking to, should be the ones who sign on it, in this case, the get is invalid. But it is only invalid on a rabbinic level, note the language of pasul, as opposed to the beforehand language of batal, invalid on a daraisa, Torah level. The Rambam now notes that one has to contemplate this long and hard. Because it's very close to being a totally invalid get on a Torah level. And now the Rambam will introduce the distinctions between the terms that I just alluded to. Now, what is the difference between saying a get is pasul, invalid, and batal, totally nullified? The Rambam clarifies, and this is what I alluded to, that when he uses the terminology of batal, it means it's invalid on a Torah level, on a biblical level. Whenever he uses the terminology of pasul, invalid in that sense, so then it means it's invalid only on a rabbinic level. Lachachas. Habal shavi get, chasam biyado. Vamar tnu get zel ishti, hare elu yenula. If a husband brings along a get, which is signed already in his hands, and he hands it over to people and says, here, give this get to my wife, then they are able to give it to her. If somebody says to others to write a get on his behalf and to sign it and to give it over to his wife, and indeed they write it and they sign it and they give it over to his wife, and then afterwards it emerges that the get was invalid either on a biblical or rabbinic level, in that case they have the agency to go ahead and write a new get even 100 times until she receives a valid get. Halacha test. However, if the husband said to others to write and sign a get, but to hand it over to a particular agent in order to bring it to her, and then they wrote and they signed it and they gave it over to that agent, and then it emerged that the get was invalid, again, either on a biblical or rabbinic level, in that case, they do not have the agency to go ahead and write a new get until they consult with the husband. Sherei lo asa osan shluchim legerushin, because the husband hadn't made them messengers in order to do a divorce. V'shem lo ratza elishiach tuviyin ulish liach bavat. Maybe he only intended that they write it and hand it over the agent, and then alone. V'lo yishar lahem bo ma'isa acher. V'harei kasuv enetnu. And now they have no longer any other act to do on behalf of him. They've written it. They've given it over. Lefikach lo yichtuv acher. And therefore they have no ability to write a new one. V'im kasuv get acher kasher. V'nasnu lishliach. V'netnu la. Harei zu suffik megreshes. However, if they wrote another valid get this time, and then they handed it over to the messenger, and he gave it to her, in that case, it's a case of doubt whether or not he's properly divorced his wife. If somebody says to two or more people that they should write a get and give it to his wife, or to send her away in one fashion or the other, to abandon her, to have her removed from me, to cut off from me, to have her receive a letter, in this case, then they are able to write the get and give it to her. However, if you use a different formulation of saying, let her be free, take care of her, do to her as is fitting in one fashion or the other, different ways of saying such, so in that case, he hasn't said anything. And if they indeed do write the get and hand it over to him, it's entirely invalid. If he instead used these different terminologies of sending her out and abandoning her and permitting her and leaving her alone and the like, or some other version, in that circumstance, it's a case of doubt whether these words imply divorce or not. And therefore, they are not supposed to, upon hearing this, write again on his behalf. But if they do write it and they give it to her, so then it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. Halacha Yud Beis. Omar kisvu get lishti. Harei elu kosvin v'chosvin v'nosin lebal biyado v'ei nosin lishto ad shiomer lehem litin la. If somebody says, write again on my behalf, so then indeed they can go ahead and write it and sign it, but then they give it to the husband. They have no ability to give it over to the wife until he tells them to give it to her. V'im netnu la, eino get. And if indeed they gave it to her, then that's an entirely invalid get. When is that true with regard to somebody who is healthy? However, if somebody's in a different type of circumstance, either they are deathly ill, that suddenly he became very sick and he realizes he might die, or somebody who is being taken out to be executed, even if it was merely something that was a monetary affair, that was the offense leveled against him. And even if somebody is going out onto the sea or going out on some distant journey, and he says, write again on my behalf, so in that circumstance, they're able to write it and sign it and give it to her. Because it's obvious to all that what he meant in this case was to write it and also to give it to her. Lach Yud Gimel. Barish Amar Kisvu Gel Ishti, V'kasvu V'chasmu V'nanula, V'harag Atmo Miyad, K'gon Shehishlich Atmo Minagag, O'hibol Atmo Liyam, Harizeg Gel Kasher. And somebody who's healthy, and he said, write again on my behalf. And indeed, they wrote it and they signed it and they handed it over to the wife, and he immediately killed himself afterwards, such as he threw himself from the roof or he threw himself into the sea. In that case, it is a valid get. Ala Ligag, V'dachfaso Haruach, V'nafal Meis, Eno Get. If he went up to the roof, but then he was blown off from the wind and he had fallen and died, then it's not a get. Safek kibel atmo, safek dachvaso haruach, harei ze get ad shiodia bevadai sharuach dachvaso. If he had gone up to the roof, and then it's unclear whether he had thrown himself off or whether the wind had thrown him off, in that case, we treat it as a valid get until we know with certainty that he was pushed off from the wind. Similarly, if somebody was trapped in a pit and he yelled out, whoever hears my voice should go ahead and write a get for my wife, in that case, they're able to go and write it and give it as well. This is assuming that they knew that it was him. And even though they took him out and they didn't actually recognize him, so then it is still a valid get. Because this is a case of where the husband is in danger, and we said before that we're able to write and give the get even though we don't recognize him. Similarly, if somebody had been terribly, fatally wounded, for example, even to the point where he has both pipes, his windpipe and his esophagus, cut in his neck, and he indicates that he wants them to write a get for his wife, in that case they can write it and give it to her, because right now he's alive at that time, and therefore she can be divorced. Halacha Yud Dalet. Mishai sa ruach ra mebe'es oso, v'amar kishescha bo acholi kitzvu get l'ishti. Lo amar klum, v'mneisha ain't aito nechona miyushemes. If somebody has some sort of mental illness that's bothering him, and as soon as that illness has come upon him, he says, write a get for my wife. So he hasn't said anything of meaning, and we ignore it, because he's not in a normal state of mind right now. And similarly, somebody who is so drunk to the point where Lot, the nephew of Avram, had gotten where he ended up sleeping with his daughters, he's so drunk, we also disregard his words. However, if he was very drunk, but not to the point where he was totally unaware, so in that case, it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. If somebody, while he was in a normal state of mind, had said, write again and give it to my wife, and then afterwards he became mentally unstable, we wait until he becomes healthy again, and then we write it and give it to her. However, we don't have to go back in that case to ask him again whether he still wants us to do this once he gets better. However, if they had written it and given it before he had become mentally stable again, then it's an invalid get. If somebody had been healthy and suddenly he became mute, but he seems like he's still mentally there, and they ask, should we write a get for your wife? And he indicates yes by nodding his head. So then we check him out three times in a rotating fashion. We say different questions, that the answer should be yes, or the answer should be no. And if indeed he responds no on that which he should say no to, and yes to that which he should say yes to, again, assuming we do it in an alternating pattern, so then they're able to go ahead and write and give the get. But the Rambam then tells us we must make sure to investigate the matter very, very well, because maybe he actually isn't mentally there at the moment. Similarly, if the fellow were to write in his own handwriting, please write and give a get to my wife, in that case, they've been authorized to write and give the get to his wife, assuming that his mind is mentally there. Because somebody who suddenly becomes mute is not the same as somebody who's a chirish, who's a deaf mute in the Torah, who's considered not to be mentally competent. This person who's suddenly unable to talk isn't necessarily somebody who isn't mentally competent. If somebody had gotten married fully while he was in a normal state of mind, and then afterwards he became a deaf mute, and it goes without saying if he becomes insane, in that case, then he's not able to divorce his wife until he becomes healthy. And we don't rely on any indications or any writings of somebody who is a deaf mute, even though it seems like his mind is fully there. However, if he was always somebody who was a deaf mute, and therefore he had only married her using indications that he wished to marry her, which is created as a kedushin on a rabbinic level, so then he's also able to divorce her using that same hinting to us, the same indications with his hands, with his eyes, and therefore he can divorce her in that sense. Avia mikabel gita, umishagia get liyada af nisgarsha. If somebody had betrothed a woman through her father while she was a youth, and then afterwards he divorced her while she's still a youth, so then it's her father who receives her get, and once the get reaches her father's hands, that's when she's divorced. Girsha kishi nara. If, however, he divorced her once she had reached the second stage of a girl's development, when she's a nara, imigia get liyada o liyada via nisgarsha. If the get reaches either her hand or her father's hand, then she's divorced. Ve'inar marasa osa shliach l'kabel gita miyad baila b'chayavia. A woman who is a betrothed nara is unable to make a messenger to receive her get during her father's lifetime. Avla av osa shliach l'kabel get levito moreshes bein ktana bein nara. However, the father, whether his daughter is a ktana or a nara, is able to appoint an agent to receive the get on her behalf. Lachiyotes. If the father had betrothed her while she was a youth, a minor, and then the father had died, then it depends on what level of understanding the girl has. If she can tell the difference between her get and something else, so then she's able to receive the get on her own, and if she receives it, she's divorced. However, if she's not able to tell the difference, so then she is not divorced until she can tell that difference. And if he tries to divorce her, then it's not a valid divorce. Halachah, the final halacha in the parak. Misha din nosin shekovenos ol garish ishto, v'lo rat l'garish. If the halacha demands that somebody divorce his wife, but he does not wish to, basin shal yisrael b'chol makom b'chol zman maknoso at yom rotzani v'yechtov aget hu get kasher. The Rambam tells us that any Jewish basin of any era is able to go ahead and beat the fellow until he says that he wishes to divorce his wife, and then in that case, they can write the get on his behalf, and it's a valid get. Similarly, if non-Jews beat the fellow up, and they say to him, do as the Jews tell you, and the Jews had used these non-Jews to pressure him in order to get him to divorce his wife, then that is a valid get. And if the non-Jews all on their own accord pressure him until he writes a bill of divorce, in that case, since really on a halachic level he's supposed to divorce his wife, so then the get isn't fully nullified, it's one which is invalid only on a rabbinic level. V'lama lo batel get zeh, the Rambam now explains, why isn't that a totally invalid get? Sharihu anas bein biyad goyim bein biyad shrel. Regardless, he's being forced. He doesn't actually want to divorce his wife, either by non-Jews or by Jews. The Rambam explains, because we only say somebody is being forced when he's being pressured to do something which he's not obligated on a Torah level to do it. Such as somebody who is beaten until he either sells or gives something away. Rambam explains, very important formulation, that somebody who's simply had his evil inclination overpower him to either nullify a positive command or to do a negative prohibition, and then he's beaten until he does that positive command which he's obligated to do, or until he distances himself from the forbidden item which he's forbidden to do, in that case, we don't say that he's being forced to do it. Rather, it's that he has forced himself with his evil way of thinking to do something which is wrong, and we are helping restore him to the right way of thinking. Therefore, the Rambam explains, tying it back here, that somebody who doesn't wish to divorce his wife, once he wishes to remain amongst the Jewish people, and to do all the mitzvot, and to distance himself from the averos, and it's simply that his evil inclination is overpowering him. Once he's been beaten to the point where his evil inclination has been weakened, and he says, fine, I want to do it, in that case, he is indeed divorcing his wife in accordance with his own consent. Now, if the halacha wasn't that he was obligated to divorce his wife, and the beis din of the Jewish people had made a mistake, or that they were not people who were fitting to be on a beis din, and they had forced him to divorce his wife, in that circumstance, it's an invalid get. Because since it was the Jews that had pushed him to do so, so then we think that he'll make up in his mind to go ahead and divorce his wife. However, if it was non-Jews who had forced him to do so against his will, so then it's totally invalid, not just on a rabbinic level, as it would be if it was Jews who had done so wrongly. That was the language of Pasal. Here, it's eno get, it's fully invalid. Even though by the non-Jews he had said, I want to do it, and he told some other Jew to write and sign it, since the halacha is not forcing him to divorce his wife, and it was the non-Jews who had come ahead and forced him, in that case, it's not a get at all. Have a wonderful day.